every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
the air. We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
breasts, large breasts.
Saw a few of those.
You know what?
Paul Harris.
I know he's gone now. It's not nice to talk about the departed, but that Paul Harris is a dirty guy.
No, that's Paul Harvey.
What?
Paul Harvey's the dirty
guy.
Dozers. Okay. That's what we were calling them down at...
Oh, that's right. We learned a new word.
Dozers.
That's from CW.
Well, and yeah, thank you, CW. Peon had never even shared that one with us, and they're called dozers. A girl walks by in a bikini, and weren't there plenty of those?
Oh,
ooh,
yeah.
This trip, more than ever, there's some hard bodies, and a guy goes, hey, nice dozers.
Is that from Dozer Nice?
No, those are some nice ones.
Yeah,
same thing.
Those
are some,
yeah, same thing.
Those are some big ones. Or those are some, they're dozers. See? The Learning Show. Thank you, CW. And we are...
Hey!
Brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. And let's get this show on the road. Our control board operator, the whitest chest in the swimming pool after the soccer ball kicking competition, which he embarrassed us by his performance.
Well,
but that's
one
okay. Well, you did, but you needed to get two to not have to plunge into the icy waters. And I do have a video. I'll try to get it on our Facebook page, and I'm narrating it, and I say, here's how you pick out Peon. Look for the whitest chest coming toward the camera.
Yep.
That's Peon's chest. Ladies and gentlemen, white chest himself, control board operator extraordinaire, Eon the Peon. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not happy with your current financial advice, why not get a second opinion with Mark and Jason?
Yeah.
For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse, and thanks to Dan. And Dan, I'm going to tell you something. I know you were on vacation, but you took your own personal vacation time to make sure that the deaf people knew everything that was going on.
Oh, yes.
Even when I told the sausage joke,
yes,
just in case there was a deaf... I'm sorry, but what you did, just unselfish.
Yes.
You even signed... as I did the sausage joke, and I'm telling you, the deaf people appreciated that.
I know.
They really did.
Anything
I got an
help.
Email. Here, let me read you something. Frank, I know you don't know me. I was in Mexico at the Rio Santa Fe, not part of your group, but I became drawn to your group. I happened to be in the area when you were telling what I believe is called the sausage joke. Being deaf, I would never have been able to enjoy the joke had it not been for your sidekick who was signing. I believe his name was Dan.
Oh.
You changed the whole fabric of our trip. I'm able now to share that joke with so many other deaf people. Thank you so much, and please thank your signing person, Dan, for me. Signed, Melinda Beltran, deaf person.
Wow.
Way to go, Dan.
Wow. And I didn't even realize I could sign. I just got up and started doing it.
You're like that little one of those little kids, those savants, that just goes and starts playing the piano.
That's crazy. And speaking of signing, I did put, there's two videos up now on our Facebook page.
All right. We're getting there.
Yeah.
Be patient with us. We're slow, but we'll get some stuff up for you. That's Dan Strauss. Hebe Jimenez was with us in Cabo San Lucas. You folks didn't get to meet him because he's undercover. But Hebe, look how tan he is.
Oh,
yeah. He really enjoys it. He enjoys everything. He just loves life. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
I told you we couldn't bring it back. He's not speaking rat boy. He's mad.
Mad.
You know the one thing he said? And they ask you, do you have any food? Or
right.
And they, well, what did you want?
Cheese.
Yeah, well, we couldn't bring it, okay? Couldn't bring tobacco, couldn't bring fruit, cheese, food, sorry. Maybe next time we can take him with us. Or maybe not. Folks, Bruce Limperst and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah, they're so good.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
We are brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. Yeah, I was going to mention something about the trip, and it slipped my mind. It escaped me. It was something, and I thought, if I don't say this, I'll forget it. And sure enough, I forgot it. It'll come back.
I did videotape Jeff, one of our listeners from St. Genevieve, that was on the trip. I videotaped him dancing, and I'm going to put that up on the Facebook page as well.
I know what it was. This resort, every resort has the troupe of entertainers. They're either stage performers or they're the people who get out of the pool. Okay, come on, let's play water volleyball, and let's go everybody exercise class or synchronized whatever. They had something at this place that I've never seen in the 15 trips we've taken, and it was water balloon fights. And I thought that was what a great idea.
That was fun.
I saw these guys carrying this huge net of water balloons. Water balloons are heavy when you get about 200 of them in a net, and they take them to the pool, and it was people chucking them at each other. There's a bridge that divides two sections of the pool. I just thought, what fun. I mean,
they didn't fill them up. They only put a little bit of water in there. So, you know, because sometimes those will hurt if you throw a heavy balloon and somebody's not expecting it.
Or they'll break too easily. So they had it just right where you could throw them and re-throw them.
They
and
would bounce
break.
On the ground. Yeah.
And they wouldn't hurt anybody.
I did take a video of that. I can throw that up on our Facebook page, too.
I've got a little video of the water balloon fight, too. We'll get those on there. Don't worry. It's just you got to be patient because it's funny when you find out you can do something like upload to YouTube. You just, you can't stop doing it. You do it, you can't do it enough. And then you burn out on it. And then a year goes by and you go, crap, I don't even remember how to do that. So I have to I'll figure it out. We'll get you some.
And we also have a picture of you at, we went out at a nice restaurant one night.
A very nice restaurant. And the man who made balloon things with those long skinny balloons.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it is, you're wearing your special balloon.
We can tell him what it is. This man made hats that were essentially balloon penis and testicles.
Yes.
And he put it on all the men's heads. And Tom Price got mad because he didn't think his balloon penis was representative of his,
Well, it was the smallest. I mean, I'm just saying.
So it was fun. That was a great restaurant. It was a great trip. And again, great people. And again, we dedicate the show to Jordan Hendel, who, because he passed away much too soon at a young age, and because he was the grandson of two very good friends of this show, Bill and Wanda Hendel. And I've known these people for many, many, many years, and they are good, solid people. That they're what I think of when I think of this audience. I think of just good, decent, for the most part, pretty hard-working people who we all like a good laugh and we enjoy the same kind of stories. And so to Jordan Hendel, we dedicate the show. We're brought to you, almost forgot, we're brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. The Knights, I don't think that the Matheny family would be too hot on opening a place in Cabo San Lucas. Because you really could get away with no air conditioning at night. It dropped down and got real nice. And in the daytime, it wasn't miserably hot. There was a nice breeze, mid-80s. So I think they are in just the right place. St. Louis, Missouri, where in the summer you better have that air conditioning working or you're going to be miserable because of the humidity and the temperature. And where in winter, especially this winter, man, that heating unit really needs to be in top-notch condition because it was put to the test this year. Hopefully, the worst of that testing is over, that 10 below crap. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 71 years in the business. I don't care what size your home is or your business. I don't care what model the unit is, what type it is, what brand. They'll work on it. They'll replace it. St. Louis, St. Charles counties, most of St. Charles County, the only exception being the very westernmost portion of St. Charles County. Otherwise, they're ready to become your heating and cooling company. You can find out more at MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com. I'll put it in the form of a question. Who do you think is, and this is based on 2013, who do you think was the highest paid actor in the world for 2013?
Wow.
This will stun you. This will stun you.
In the world?
He made $82 million. Now, that's not music. That's acting. Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers?
What?
Seth Meyers' net worth is $245 million. Ooh. And here's how I found this out. I was reading an article in USA Today about Seth, and tonight's his first night for the, you know, late night, and about Fallon, and Amy Poehler, in the interview, said something, and I went back and reread it, and I thought, wait a minute. She said that Seth is very bright. She was talking about how smart he is and how he knows a lot about a lot of things and how he's a great writer and how witty and brilliant. And that if she knew Seth, if this show needed anything and the network didn't, you know, rush in to fund whatever it needed right away, that he'd probably spend his own, and the way she said it was his own fortune, his own millions or something to make it what it ought to be. And I thought, well, this guy's a writer. He was a writer for SNL, and I kind of know that that's not that.
So well, He was head writer for how many years?
I don't care. That's,
and that show is still.
So
the
I did
only,
some Googling and some searching. This guy has made his a very shrewd investor. He's got land. He owns a burger chain. He owns another chain of some stuff. He's smart. Seth Meyers is really smart. Net worth $245, quarter of a billion dollars at 40.
Wow.
Yeah, and I thought he was a guy who's just now starting to make it. Well, maybe in terms of exposure and climbing up that ladder that is, television and the next rung being the, late night. No, he's already made it, if you're talking about dollars. I watched a little last night of one of the sports in the Olympics that I don't really get it. And I don't know what you do once you've pushed off. And that's the four-man bobsled.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I get that you need to all scramble, jump, get in, put your head down. And then after that, what do you do?
I think there's the front guy steers, isn't there's a way to steer
that. What are the other
that?
Three guys doing?
I don't know.
I think your training is you learn how to be still.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing with that lying down thing. There's one you lie down on your back and one you lie down on your chest. Are there two different things there? Or what am I talking about?
Yeah, there's one. It's called the skeleton.
Yes, the skeleton.
Yeah. The other one's the luge.
Once your position, to me, it seems like your training is you practice being still.
Yeah.
And don't move or shift or you'll screw things up. But the four-man bobsled, I kept watching. I thought, boy, if any one guy trips up jumping in this thing when they're pushing off, they'll all fall down. Yeah. That's the end of it.
Yeah, I read that there's a military guy on the four-man team, Christopher Fote, I think, and he's going right back, he's being deployed again in 2 months. Yeah, right.
So he's on active duty.
Yeah, he's active duty. Yeah.
As a movie, I guess it's about to come out, Son of a God, Mark Burnett and Roma Downey. Roma Downey is Mark Burnett's wife. Mark Burnett has got buku bucks. He's Mr. Survivor reality show. And Roma Downey from Touched by an Angel is his wife. And they've produced this movie, Son of God. And I saw a trailer, like a preview for it on TV. And I just thought this sounded strange. I know why they had it on there. It says, Son of God, coming to a theater near you, and it had a date, and it had maybe inappropriate for children under 13. Isn't there something just weird about anything about God being inappropriate
yeah.
for somebody? It just sounds funny to me. Son of God, maybe inappropriate. And I know what they're talking about, the crucifixion stuff. Maybe a bit brutal, a bit violent. But it also seems to me that anything about God or Jesus, or it should be something for everybody. Shouldn't be inappropriate for anybody. It just seemed odd to me. CBS Sunday Morning, Peon's, I think he likes that show. I think that's
yes.
one of your favorites, too. He knows it's mine. Since we were gone, we recorded last Sunday, and we also recorded yesterday because I didn't feel like getting up. And so we recorded, and I don't know if it was from a week ago or yesterday, but they had a segment on Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. And for you youngsters out there, as Ed Sullivan would have said, Edgar Bergen was a ventriloquist. And I've always found this to be fascinating, and that is that Edgar Bergen, and Charlie McCarthy was the dummy, had a radio show. He's a ventriloquist. I mean, when you're doing your radio show, do you kind of slack off on your mouth moving abilities a little bit, or do you stay in training and still try to not move your mouth? Because it really doesn't make any difference on the radio. But that's a pretty smart guy who can go to executives and go, I got an idea. I'll do my ventriloquist act on the radio. And somebody said, okay, and I think everybody knows that his daughter is or was the smoking hot Candace Bergen. I think she still looks pretty good. Good news, ladies and gentlemen. I have asked for the removal of this guy ever since they put him in this chair. CNN is finally dumping Piers Morgan.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, is he horrible. Honestly, I know people made fun of Larry King looking like a vulture. I'll take Larry King any day, anybody over this Piers Morgan. And the second bit of good termination news, if you ever watch Dancing with the Stars, Tom Bergeron's partner, this Brooke Burke, is an airhead. She adds nothing to the show. She's window dressing. She looks good, but so do thousands of other women. They're letting her go, too. Brooke Burke out Dancing with the Stars. And I believe the word is Erin Andrews will replace her. Now you're talking. At least Erin Andrews has some personality. This Brooke Burke, wow, does she come off stupid. Peon was a big Harold Ramis fan.
Yes.
Harold Ramis has passed away at the age of 69. Had a long illness. And well, thanks for not laughing, you moron.
Yes, that was very respectful. Yeah, Stripes. I mean,
according to this, he was
Ghostbusters.
Seriously ill. For the last 4 years.
Had some vascular disease.
Diverticulitis, complications related to the autoimmune disease, unable to walk. Spent the last 4 months of 2010, the last 4 months of that year at the Mayo Clinic. And then he went into rehab in Chicago, had to relearn to walk. Holy cow, this guy suffered a relapse of vasculitis. Never fully recovered. So he had a pretty miserable last 4 years. But yeah, Animal House, Stripes, Ghostbusters,
Caddyshack,
Groundhog Day. Analyze this. Part of Second City. So Harold Ramis is gone. Gone too soon, as they say. This year, 2014, is the 100th anniversary of what we officially know as, there were crude forms of it before, but 100 years ago this year, the beginning of the bra.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm applauding, because I kind of like it when they don't wear them.
Well, they help with some good cleavage, though.
Well, they do, and there are some older ladies who need some supporting and some uplifting. It was 1914, 100 years ago. And the lady's name was Mary Phelps Jacobs. She patented designs for a backless bra. And then 1934, a thing that where you could, no strap, you could wear, like, show your shoulders. And it just evolved from then. But here's what I thought was the most interesting. It says breasts got a real boost in the late 40s. Frederick Mellinger, the guy behind Fredericks of Hollywood, created the first push-up bra in 1940. Now, you guys tell me, what year was the year that was the first year a woman wore a bra in a TV commercial? The first year, what was the company?
Wow. I don't know what the company would be.
What year do you think it was? It was Playtex.
I'll say 75.
64.
87.
Whoa.
1987. Playtex. First company to show a woman in a bra.
Cross Your Heart one?
I would imagine it was the Cross Your Heart, because that's the one I remember. Now, we talk about horrible ways to die. Here's one. This guy in Japan worked in a plant. This is not a joke. This came out, I believe, yesterday. Saturday morning, 23 years old, name was Kazuki Tada. Working Saturday morning under a huge bucket that contained a molten alloy. Molten metal.
Wait a minute.
What?
His last name is Tada.
Uh-oh. Tada.
Oh,
T-A-D-A. Tada. I know that joke. Working under 1,300-degree Celsius, which, by the way, is 2,400 degrees Fahrenheit, molten metal, and the bucket wasn't balanced right, and it tipped and dumped that molten metal on him. Poured it right on him.
Wait, we do?
What?
We do?
I understand live by satellite we have the plant supervisor on the phone. Let's see if we... Sir, are you there? Yes, I am here. Frank, it's a pleasure to be with you. I am AM in the PM. The story you have just told is true. Mr. Tada was 23, and he did die tragically Saturday morning when a huge bucket of molten metal poured on top of him. We are told he experienced no pain. That he went quickly. An investigation is underway to find out more and to make sure this never happens to anyone else again.
You know, why are we applauding?
I don't know. When I took Japanese, everybody said, "Oh, you're crazy. You'll never need that." See how that people
use it a lot.
Yes, I do, Dan. I bet when you learn signing, you go, "Oh, we're never going to be able to sign for deaf people." Look what happened on our trip.
Oh yeah,
you know how handy that came in.
I do not go for this. Somebody online said, "Well, free cremation."
Oh man,
I don't want.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, 2,400 degrees. It's even beyond cremation. I don't even think cremation is that hot. There was nothing. I mean, it just dissolved, and there was a little skim of ash on top of that molten metal or whatever it was. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I'll tell you why this joke came up on the trip. We're sitting around, and as I told you, one of our regular travelers, this lady and her husband, have been on 9 trips with us. She was, for 3 years, she was a nun, and she obviously got out of that, and I think at some point went, "Hey, I don't want to be a nun anymore. I'd like to go on some trips with a radio station somewhere and laugh and tell jokes and stuff." So she joined us, and this joke came up, and it's a story of a young man who is in a, whatever you call where, like, monks go to train, like a monastery, and he's a young monk, and he's there with hundreds of other young monks, and they have a vow of silence. They can't speak, with few exceptions. And one of them is, very early in the morning, all the, you know, these monks, they chant. And they all gather together in this monastery, hundreds of them. And the head monk, I guess he's a friar or something, gets up, and they are to repeat what he chants. And every morning, it's the same thing. He gets up and he says, "Morning," and then all the monks, and you guys can do it with me, "Morning," like hundreds of them, and he does it again, "Morning," and they say, "Morning," and for whatever reason, it's part of discipline, he does it again. Well, on this particular morning, there's one monk who, like this lady on our trip, I guess she just thought, "You know what, I've had it. I've had enough, I want out." So he deliberately was the single voice, and the friar, the head monk, heard it. He picked it out of the crowd. When everyone else, once he says, "Morning," and everyone else says, "Morning," there's one voice that he hears saying, "Evening," and the monks and everybody, and the friar, the head monk, looks out over the crowd, stares them down, and says, "Someone chanted evening."
Meet me. All right, let's see how the highways look right now and check in with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Well, they just cleared a stall off the Blanchett Bridge on westbound 70 that was blocking the right lane. Now, traffic is stop and go between St. Charles Rock Road and the Earth City Expressway. After that, things are moving along the Blanchett Bridge. But northbound 270, those two right lanes are slow a little bit north of Dorset all the way up through Highway 270. on westbound 40. We're slowing from Grand through Van Deventer and then from Kings Highway through McCausland. Just a little bit heavy at 141. Eastbound 40 is slow, 141 through Mason. On southbound 170, looks like we're slow from about Ladue down through Highway 40. And eastbound 270, getting much better. Just a little off the pace now, Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Hurry into Subway for February's featured values. The meatball marinara featured $5 footlong or oven-roasted chicken $3 6-inch select. Get them while you can. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoyne Show.
Hey, looking forward to our field trip Friday. We're going to be at Inland Marine, the big boat sale this Friday. Come on out, say hello. We're down there in Barnhart. Between now and then, we're going to have a visit with the Missouri Athletic Director, Mike Alden, Don Lemon, our Wednesday visit. But on Tuesday, you know what it's all about. Your chance to vent. Ticked off Tuesday. It all begins at 10.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show. Weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
Have you paid for an appraisal up front only to be turned down because your house didn't appraise out? At Golden Oak Lending, we take the risk for you. This is Bob Ellman. If your loan doesn't close, you don't pay anything, including the appraisal. Check out our A-plus rating with the BBB. We've been right here for 14 years in St. Louis. Why would you refinance with anyone else?
Home values have been steadily increasing, and with today's mortgage rates in the threes, you can refinance to a lower monthly payment or get cash out to pay off credit cards. Our licensed loan officers are trained to find you the best mortgage plan for your situation, and you pay nothing out of pocket.
Apply today. If your loan doesn't close, pay nothing for the appraisal.
Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed. 15-year APR, 3.807. NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-919-8949 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-919-8949, 1-800-919-8949, or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Do you suffer with numbness, tingling, and burning sensations in your hands or feet? You could have peripheral neuropathy. Hi, I'm Dr. Ryan Lewis, D.C., president of Missouri Pain Treatment Center. Our main focus is the treatment of people with neuropathy. Before they came to see us, most of my patients have spent many years dealing with their neuropathy. Unfortunately, it gets worse. Neuropathy can affect your balance. Neuropathy can make driving become a real issue. Balance problems make it hard to do the things that you really enjoy, like gardening or even walking your dog. You don't have to just accept it. Let me help you turn your life around. With my exclusive Nerve Fit program, we'll work to alleviate the pressure on your degenerating nerves and ultimately relieve your pain. It's a gentle, 100% non-invasive treatment process that has worked for hundreds of my patients long term, and it can help you too. Don't give in to neuropathy. Battle it and win. Call me right now and schedule a free consultation. 855-FIX-FEET. 855-FIX-FEET. That's 855-349-3338.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
This is John Greenhut, and I know that a New Year's resolution to lose weight is a tough one to keep. So let me give you the simplest way to look young. younger. Whiten your teeth in 5 minutes with Power Swabs. Power Swabs gives you 2 shades wider teeth in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. Call for your risk-free supply. 1-800-975-8323. That's 1-800-975-8323. 1-800-975-8323.
Walgreens is just around the corner with the grocery essentials you need, so you can get in and out fast and avoid the grocery store hassle. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
This Friday and every Friday, John Hadley and Jim Huer are taking the big sports show on the road. They'll be broadcasting live from 6:30 from Seiberg's at the corner of 270 in Dorset.
To find out more and to see which one of Seiberg's 6 area locations is near you, go to Seiberg's.com.
What a combination. The Big Sports Show Friday Night Edition and Seiberg's, an eating and drinking company. Seiberg's at the corner of 270 in Dorset on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get it?
It's pretty interesting. I just got an email from a listener named Linda, and she says, where'd you get the thing about Seth Meyers being worth so much money? I found out, she said, I went and looked, it says he's worth $6 million. Well, I just went back and found it again. It's MediaMass.net. Now, I don't know that that makes it true, but when I saw it, I just thought, wow. And then I found a site that says he's only worth $3 million. Now, truthfully, I find it hard to believe he's worth $245 million at 40 years of age. But they seem to have all this information about the name of some of the things he'd invested in some burger chain or something. So we'll do some digging. We'll find out more. Right now, we're going to go talk to a guy who knows a lot about that kind of stuff. His name is Mike Evans. And he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are closed today because they're closed every Monday. But when they're open again tomorrow, do yourself a favor. Make a reservation because you need to. And take somebody you care about to someplace real special for dinner. Annie Gunn's. Don't forget, too, about Smokehouse Market. They're both in Chesterfield Valley. Here is Mike Evans, everybody.
Give me that.
How you doing?
Welcome back, homie.
Thanks, Homer.
Have a little glass of wine for myself. It's a little chilly here, so it was only 80 degrees
today. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a chill just when you said that.
I know. Had a great time in Hawaii. Got to send a shout out to my homeboy. I got somebody listening in Hawaii, TJ. You're not going to believe this. He was the general manager of a radio station, and he fired me.
What?
Idiot.
That's crazy. I'll just leave it.
That's crazy.
Also, over in Washington, D.C., not very often that my grandkids listen, but they're listening today, too.
All right. Hello, grandkids.
Yeah, Ava and Dash and Lacey and everybody. Yeah. All right, Dan, let's get a pop quiz question. Are you ready?
Ready.
I got back into Southern California. I was looking at some of my mail. Somebody sent me, I couldn't believe it, this box. I opened it up. I don't know why anybody would want it, but it's your pop quiz question. It's a new product with a button on it. You push the button, and you hear Justin Bieber sing a song.
Yes.
Is it the Justin Bieber hairbrush, the Justin Bieber toothbrush, or the Justin Bieber mug? I'll give you the answer.
No, but I got to have one. Whatever it is, I got to have it.
Yeah.
I got to have it.
No. Got to. Yeah. Love Nuggets, Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ben Affleck are probably the most affectionate couple in Hollywood. This is according to publicists. They say the second most affectionate couple, Kara Sedgwick and Kevin Bacon, they've been married 26 years and have 2 kids, and they still hug all over each other, be kissing on each other.
I know
public.
What that is all. I know what that's like.
That's
I can't
beautiful.
Keep my hands off my wife.
We witnessed that.
You saw it.
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh,
well, they just saw the affection, the nonstop, continuous affection.
On her like a rash, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little of the angry inch. That's wonderful.
True story, too.
Amanda Heard says that her only bigger love than Johnny Depp is her Yorkie pistol. She says, though, after the dog, though, she loves Johnny Depp. Okay. I got to mention the passing today, the sad news, the death of Harold Ramis, 69 years old, best known for Ghostbusters, Meatballs, Caddyshack, and others. You know where he got his start?
Second City?
Actually, he got his start making money as the main joke writer for Playboy magazine.
Ooh.
How about that? His closest friends, Bill Murray, John Goodman, you're John Goodman, and John Belushi. He went to Washington University there in St. Louis.
That's right.
How about that?
He's on the St. Louis Walk of Fame.
Is he really?
Yeah, we have a Walk of Fame.
Honorary St. Louis.
Where is that Walk of Fame?
Down in University City.
Yeah, on
Loop.
Right, yeah.
Is it over by the Buck restaurant, Jack Buck restaurant?
No.
It's by Blueberry
Hill.
That's
in Ladue.
By Blueberry Hill.
No. It's not in Ladue. It's in the Loop.
I thought you said it was in Ladue.
The Delmar Loop.
U City.
Yeah.
I didn't. Anyway.
Nope.
Okay, fine. Anybody out there see the movie Winter's Tale?
No. I can't remember if I saw it.
Yeah, nobody saw it. Russell Crowe starred. It cost $100 million to make. It's been out a couple of weeks already and has brought in less than $11 million.
I'm thinking of Winter's Bone, which is a great movie.
Great movie with Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes.
Nominated for Best Actress in that movie. Last Saturday night, date night, it did $600,000 nationally. That is horrible. Wow.
Embarrassing.
It is. Katy Perry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Showed up at a fashion show in England an hour late. By the time she got dressed and walked the runway, she was 2 hours late. Photographers responded with loud boos. She responded by giving them the one-finger salute and throwing the F-bombs at everybody.
Real classy preacher's daughter.
There you go. Talking about the classy preacher's daughter, how about her swapping spit with Miley Cyrus? You see that picture?
You know what? I didn't see it. I heard a little bit about it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. She got that tongue down her throat.
Yeah.
Oh. Katy Perry?
I can't imagine putting my tongue down Katy Perry's throat.
No.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't make this stuff up. It was a pretty good movie. Now it's going to be a musical opera. Brokeback Mountain, the musical opera.
Wait
till they hit the high notes. I can only imagine what they'll be doing in that one.
I never saw the movie.
No.
Really?
Never saw it.
That's a pretty good movie.
Once I heard it was two cowboys humping, I just thought I'm out.
Yeah, I thought you'd want to see that.
No, sir.
No? Okay, then. American Idol ratings last Thursday, the worst in the show's history. In their target demo, did a 2.3. It is official. They will lose money this season.
Mm.
Not good. Starting in March, I'm going to be giving away a Mike Evans Aloha Friday t-shirt every day.
You are just like Oprah.
Wow. I am. I'm exactly like Oprah, except I'm a male and I'm not black.
Yeah, other than that, you're just like her.
Well, and I weigh about 50 pounds less.
Other than that, you're just like her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll be letting you know how you can get it. Also, I took some video in Hawaii. If you go to my website, evansradio.com, you can check that out.
I want video of you surfing.
I should have done
so. I'm serious. Next time, do that for us.
All right. You know, I don't get to Hawaii, but...
I know, six times a year.
Well, maybe not quite that, but I try. How was Mexico, by the way?
It was really nice. It was really, really nice. Nice people and a great trip.
It'd be great if maybe the station would pay for me to come since I've been with you 20 years.
Well, hang on, let me check. Hang on. Hmm. Hey, Mike, will you... Mike Dorsey. Will you guys pay if Mike in next year? No.
Okay, fine. And finally... Why do they applaud when I say finally, Franco?
Because they can't wait to show their appreciation. They can't wait till the end to do it. They want
Hi, Dan.
I should have known that.
Anyway.
No.
The pop quiz question is Justin Bieber singing Justin Bieber hairbrush, Justin Bieber toothbrush, or Justin Bieber mug?
A hairbrush.
Hairbrush.
I'll go toothbrush because maybe it came out years ago and they wanted the little teeny boppers to brush their teeth. I'll go toothbrush.
Well, just a thought puts a bad taste in my mouth, but you are right. It is a toothbrush.
Yes.
I'm Mike Evans with Love Hall of Fame.
Somebody got it, and two people didn't get it.
Mm.
Yeah. That was Mike Evans from Southern California, and he was brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. And again, folks, we can all... take a deep breath and just loving the fact that we're all here because, again, the Viking calendar called for the end of the world last Saturday and didn't happen. In fact, I'm looking at the article now. Nordic lore had it that after three freezing winters, when there had been no summers in between, the world would come to an end, and the past two summers have been cold and wet, comparatively. So declaring that it's called Ragnarok, otherwise known as Twilight of the Gods, is upon us, is a subjective call, but it's one that some folks in York, England are willing to make. There are Jorvik Vikings. You know, I know this makes me sound stupid. What is a Viking? Weren't they those...
They're in Minnesota. It's a football team.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, they were always... I always think of they're on the goofy boat with the curled ends and the... Weren't they on the water all the time? I always think of Vikings.
Yeah, fighting.
The Nordic, area.
And then they invented
Sweden,
that exercise equipment, the Nordic track and all.
Yeah.
That. Yeah. Okay, now you know who they are. We're going to break and come back and say goodbye. Don't go away. Big 550 KTRS. Meep, meep.
All right, let's check traffic one more time. Here's Tim Weiland.
Viking was a painkiller, right? Oh, no, that's Vicodin.
Good one.
Yeah, right. Hey, things are looking pretty good on the highways. The only slowdown I see is just a little off the pace now on westbound 40 between 270 and Mason. You look good on southbound 270. Maybe a little bit heavy still trying to ramp on to westbound 70 where that earlier stall was, northbound 270 in those two right lanes. Eastbound 270, a little heavy at Lindbergh. This traffic report brought to you by Subway. Subway has catering covered with piled high sandwich platters, individual boxed meals, delicious cookie platters, and giant subs. It's fast, easy, and affordable with something for everyone. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
The Big 550. Too desirable to be real.
KTRS.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
This station is live, local, talk.
What the heck does that mean to you?
That means local St. Louisans talking to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis.
That's why we're St. Louis's biggest conversation.
Live and local.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Hey, St. Louis, this is TJ Oshie. If you're looking for a Chevrolet car, truck, or SUV, the dealership with the best selection and lowest prices in St. Louis is Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Check out my buddy Johnny Londoff 24/7 at Londoff.com or find him on Facebook.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Tuesday morning, we've got another cold start to your workday. ABC's political analyst Trey Harden will try to warm you up. We'll talk to travel agent Pat Blassie, and McGraw will host the author of The Bosnia List in studio after 9 a.m. I'll have news updates twice an hour, and Jim Holder will have sports. McGraw live between 6 and 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care today and keep your car running newer longer. For maintenance, repairs, tires, for whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
All right, that's it. I know it went too fast. We'll do it again tomorrow. Hope you can be with us. Till then, have a great Wednesday. No, it's Monday. Have a great... We've been to Mexico. What do we know? We've got jet lag and food lag and all kinds of lag. So let me try it again. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
All-inclusive.
All-inclusive.
Up ahead in your miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree
and get out of here.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dean.
Bye, y'all.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550. KTRS St. Louis. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Wooded area that turned into a traffic nightmare. A case going to trial today that could raise the price of Highway 141.
Columbia, Illinois police are looking for a man accused of stealing construction equipment. Why they believe he could be dangerous and want him off the streets.
A St. Louis Blues member who played for Team USA in the Olympics comes back to St. Louis with two new best friends. The emotional story of a miraculous rescue.
First on Fox, it's a battle between a Chesterfield subdivision and St. Louis County government that could end up costing taxpayers millions. At issue, the way the county took land to build the new section of Highway 141. Fox 2's George Sells is live in Chesterfield, where the trouble all started. George.
And Sandy, the root of this conflict right here behind me, you're looking at the new Highway 141 right here. This all used to be a quiet wooded area, and the people who live in that subdivision